Good evening. Welcome to Living Hope Evangelical Church's Christmas Eve service. As you can tell, the first string is not here tonight. There's COVID in our pastor's family, and so his family is quarantining tonight, and that is why you have the second string here. What we are going to do tonight is read some Bible texts and sing a few songs that reflect on the work of Jesus. So, since this is the beginning of his time on earth, this is where we will be starting tonight.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Jerry, and I'm going to read just one verse to you from Luke 2:52. And Jesus kept increasing in stature and in favor with God and men. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Jerry, and I'm going to read just one verse to you from Luke 2:52. And Jesus kept increasing in stature and in favor with God and men. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Jerry, and I'm going to read just one verse to you from Luke 2:52. And Jesus kept increasing in stature and in favor with God and men.
Okay, before we see Jesus as a grown man, Matthew and Luke, in their tellings of the gospel, share about the miraculous birth of Jesus. I'll be reading from Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred as to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus.
Everybody can either stand or sit, whichever you prefer, but we'll just sing a couple songs. The first one's "O Come All Ye Faithful."
Joyful and triumphant, O come.
holy night. It's Jesus' birthday, everybody. I'm excited about that.
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancestral home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. Thank you.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Yeah. Good evening, Living Hope. I'm Roberta, and I'm going to be reciting from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Mary, did you know your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know your baby boy has come to make you blue? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy could calm a storm with his hand? Did you know your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, praises to the Lamb. Mary, did you know your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
John, when telling the life of Jesus, doesn't start at the days leading up to his birth. He starts much farther back, at the beginning. God doesn't start working at Christmas. He has been working from the very start. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. This light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. as an indication of the light that is being spoken of in John, we each have a candle, which we will be lighting, if I can get this thing to work. There we go. Jim, I'm going to need some light up here. Thank you. Light is such a necessary part of our everyday life. Light shines in the darkness. And as you see, I couldn't read this without light. In fact, it is the only thing that pushes out darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. Wherever Jesus is, there is light. Wherever the name of Jesus is not heard, there can be only darkness. At Christmas, we celebrate that light has come into the world. That we are a people who no longer live in darkness. That through Jesus, not only can we see our way, but a way of life has been opened. In Him is life. We celebrate together that we know Jesus. Whoever believes in Him has life, eternal and abundant. Father, we are so grateful that we can call you Father, and that is because of what you did by sending your Son into the world to take our place, to pay for our sins, so that we could be made right with you, so that you could adopt us into your family. We are so grateful. Such a wonderful event, the birth of Jesus, who as God became man as well. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's celebrate by singing Joy to the World. The Lord is come, let earth receive her King, let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Thank you. Be careful as you extinguish your candles that you don't get hot wax on people with you. I think there's some place that they can be collected at the back. And that is our service for this evening. Thank you for coming.